dear distinguished guest, first of all, I want to congratulate Agora for the first 10 years and this excellent work you have done. And we heard many interesting talks, so I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. But I'm happy, as I was told, I was the first 8 years as a board member in Agora. And 2 years ago, when I became a vice rector, I decided to step aside, which I think was good because it has been speeding up the process in Agora quite a bit. You know, I was sometimes quite critical of what you are doing, but everything went fine. So I was asked to talk about the Agora Center's position in the strategy of the University of Jyväskylä. And our strategy is called Excellence and Dynamism, Laatua and Liikenttä. And I think the name says it all. This is what Agora has been, and I hope is also in the future. But if you think about the beginning of Agora, we heard two nice talks earlier today how on the history of Agora. When they started to think about making this human tech, they didn't dig up the strategy of Finland and see what we have to do, but they did something else. And this is an important thing when you think about the strategy of the university of anything, that is not the strategy always that runs how the system gets new innovations. The innovations comes and they sometimes guide what is the strategy of the university. And this is Agora has also done in its own part. And I think this is a very important point in the university's always been that the professors in different departments, they have to be brave enough to have visions, very big plans, and most of the plans never come into reality, but some of them do, like Agora did, and then something good comes out. But if you now look at the present strategy of the University of Jyväskylä, which reads all the way to not to, so far in the future, but to 2017, and it's not going to be rewritten immediately when I become a rector. It's anyway the board of the university that defines the strategy. But if you look what it says, I think Agora has had actually some effect what it reads in the strategy. The mission of the university is on the basis of research to seek out truths to produce and disseminate new knowledge and to enhance and renew our cultural heritage. Says, but it also says that the university cultivates strong basic sciences and fosters interdisciplinarity. So this is what Agora does. And clearly Agora Center is an important issue of the mission of the university. And if you read further, the strategy says what is the profile of the university. And it says, for example, that the university operates in the multidisciplinary manner throughout the entire human life cycle in the innovation ecosystem. So can you think more what is done in the university for that than what Agora does? And the university considers the ICT technology as an important field in its outreach towards the society. It's gratifying to know the information technology got excellent grades in the research evaluation of the university, which was published last year, and the same also true for the psychology. And putting these together, it's clear that something good has come out. And maybe the Agora Center has also helped that both of these disciplines got the excellent grades or the best possible grades in the university research evaluation last year. Okay, going back to the strategy, excellence and dynamism, it lists 5 core fields of the university, and I don't read all of them, but the last one on the list is human technology. But the concept human technology, like we heard, it's at the university, it associates to Agora Center. It started from here, involves many fields on the university, but it has also become a regional effort, as we heard. The human HTC, or the Human Tech Center Finland, combines not only many disciplines in our university, but also many organizations. It involves the city, the region, the other schools in the university, and we have to remember that Acara Center is one of the key players in it, and without Acara Center, we might not have the human tech city in Jyväskylä. So this is the kind of societal impact the university wants in its strategic visions. In fact, it's also written in the strategy that multidisciplinary research will be applied to strengthen the regeneration ability of industrial life and the public sector, as well as to promote the creation of service innovations in the university's core fields. And this is what is written in the strategy, and it's almost like the coming from the Acara Center. So ladies and gentlemen, Acara Center is an unusual unit in the university world. It has only very little personnel paid from the university budget. It mainly operates with external funding and, of course, in collaboration with many departments where the professors and researchers use some of their time for Acara Center research. Acara Center has 4 professors, but there are at least 14 professors in collaborating departments associated with the Acara Center. It's gratifying to note that they are distributed widely in different fields of the university, as we have heard already today. Collaboration between faculty and department borders is not always easy. There are problems, for example, with external funding, but when the motivation of research is high enough, like in Acara Center, the structure of the organization is not an obstacle. Sometimes one just has to be more innovative to how to agree about things. But the Acara Center and the personnel here, you are the experts of innovation, so things have always worked out one way or another. So ladies and... Okay, Acara Center in collaboration with the participating departments has been an excellent in producing PhD theses and publications. During the 10 first years, altogether 52 PhD degrees were made, at least partly in Acara Center. And this is simply a great achievement for any department of our university. And I can only congratulate Acara Center for this. So ladies and gentlemen, I hope that I have convinced you that the things Acara Center has done and is going to do in the future are in line with the present strategy of the university. And also it has been, I would say, partly forming the strategy what we have now. And I do not see how the importance of the multidisciplinary research in Acara Center would lose its importance in the future. And I only can wish the best success in the future of Acara Center. And I think the next rector after 10 years have other great things to say. So thank you very much.